Welcome to the NoFuse News. This program was created on Wednesday, March 16th, at 3:25 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, by Zeno Reader. There are 658 headlines from 106 feeds we checked to build this automated report. Welcome to NoFuse, daily automated podcast news. The headlines in the super unknown daily news summary do not imply fact-checking or endorsement of ideas. The first headlines are from the current most popular news site, Yahoo News, with 175 million estimated monthly unique visitors. James Webb, fully focused telescope beats expectations. Remains of Clarksville Susan Lund, missing since 1992, identified in Illinois. Putin says Russia's Ukraine operation is developing successfully. Ukrainian President Zelensky's address to Congress brought everyone to tears too. Black man's hunting trip death is ruled self-defense. His family isn't surprised. Ski power couple Shiffrin, kill shine at World Cup finals. Olympic champ Chen on a figure skating worlds with injury. Kanye West uses racial slur about Trevor Noah after late night host weighs in on Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian drama. Japan feels the effects of earthquake. Trump released a statement full of recycled false claims about NATO as Zelensky finished an emotional speech to Congress. The next headlines are from the second most popular news website at this time, with 150 million unique monthly visitors, Google News. Oil dips on Russia-Ukraine talks, U.S. inventory data, Reuters. Glimmers of hope seen at talks as Russia's onslaught goes on, the Associated Press, NSPOL. Biden announces hundreds of millions in new security aid for Ukraine following Zelensky's speech, CNN. Major magnitude 7.3 earthquake, North Pacific Ocean, 89 kilometers southeast of Sendai, Honshu Miyagi-ken, Japan, on Wednesday, March 16, 2022 at 11:36 p.m., GMT plus 9:96 user experience reports, volcano discovery. Ukraine Zelensky asks U.S. Congress to protect our sky against Russia, Reuters UK. The Coast Guard is working to free a container ship stuck in the Chesapeake Bay, NPR. Starbucks plans to phase out paper cups in the U.S. and Canada, NPR. Nine dead, including coach and six college golfers, in Texas wreck, The New York Times. 2022 NFL draft order for all seven rounds, NFL.com. Biden demands faster drop in gas prices as oil tumbles, CNN. The following headlines are from the third most popular news website, with 110 million unique monthly visitors, The Huffington Post. Disney workers plan walkout to protest Don't Say Gay Bill. Senator Raphael Warnock makes implicit dig at Herschel Walker on evolution. Trump confirms Mike Pence won't be his running mate if he runs in 2024. Amazon delivery workers hold walkouts demanding pay raise. Biden announces additional $800 million in military aid to Ukraine. Gaslit trailer has Julia Roberts as Watergate whistleblower Martha Mitchell. Lake Powell hits historic low, raising hydropower concerns. Guatemala drops long prisoning women for getting abortions. Six surprising symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Omarosa Manigault Newman ordered to pay $61,000 over Trump-era ethics violation. The next headlines are from the fourth most popular news website, with 95 million estimated unique monthly visitors, CNN. Board holding meeting following hazing allegations. Professor needs a kidney, student offers help. Police, teen steals delivery driver's minivan. 87-year-old dies after being pushed to ground in NYC. Wild birds in NC die from highly contagious flu. PD, relying on science to solve Janice murder. Second teen charged in murder of DoorDash driver. Shelter helps with clothing exchange program. Residents evacuate after it goes up in flames. Shootings happen as activists fear more violence. The next headlines are from the fifth most popular news website at this time, with 70 million estimated unique monthly visitors, The New York Times. Ron DeSantis is gambling on out-trumping Trump. Chinese officer charged with harassing NY congressional candidate. Retail sales rose in February, but inflation is starting to take its toll on spending. Business updates, Starbucks CEO retires, Howard Schultz steps in for now. Do more, Ukraine leader says, with Kiev under attack. Saharan sands float north to Europe, coating cities with dust. Earthquake hits near Fukushima in Japan. Quarter point increase, with more expected as inflation persists. The mayor of Melitopol has been freed from Russian custody, Ukrainian official says. What a Federal Reserve rate increase means for you. The following headlines are from the sixth most popular news website, with an estimated 65 million monthly unique visitors, Fox News. U.S. Senate approves resolution to probe Putin for war crimes. Senator Cotton rips Biden on Ukraine, he's been on the back foot since day one. Violent Chicago man out on bond for multiple felonies allegedly fires gun in restaurant. Florida man arrested after kicking puppy in face, tells cops he was upset dog ate his food at beach, police. Here are five reasons to keep a no-fly zone in Ukraine on the table. NATO says we could have done even more in lead up to Russian invasion, but rejects no-fly zone please. Mitt Romney only Republican senator to oppose repealing some mask mandate. Afghan refugees in U.S. to receive temporary protected status. Chris Cuomo seeks $125 million from CNN in explosive arbitration demand. Journalist killed in Mexico, eight so far this year. You are hearing today's top news headlines and more. Today is Wednesday, March 16th. The next headlines are from the seventh most popular news website, with 63 million estimated monthly unique visitors, CBS News. 25-year-old indicted for murder and stabbing death of Christina Lee. The Godfather, the 50th anniversary. At least 9 dead in crash involving college men's and women's golf teams. How the Fed hiking interest rates could affect your wallet. Federal Reserve announces interest rate hike. Godfather 50th anniversary, Al Pacino in 2010 on Meeting Francis Ford Coppola. Carly Pierce reveals the 2022 CMT Music Awards nominations. Biden administration shields Afghans in the U.S. from deportation. Trump slams Republican representative from South Carolina. Federal Reserve expected to raise interest rates. The next headlines are from the 8th most popular news website, with an estimated 53 million monthly unique visitors, Mail Online, the Daily Mail. Tsunami warning after earthquake hits northern Japan. St. Bonaventure cheerleader storms out of NCAA game basketball court after being allegedly insulted. Texas student, 22, who was bitten 800 times by dog reveals her face for the first time since attack. Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyers again call for a retrial over juror 50's inconsistent answers. Body of shark with lifespan stretching back to Henry Delay's rain washes up on Cornish Beach. Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe flies out of Iran on her way home to Britain. How much of London's Victorian and Georgian heritage was torn down? Deputies clash at PMQs as Dominic Raab and Labour's Angela Rayner trade blows over Leavitt Air peerage. West Ham star Kurt Zouma and his brother charged by RSPCA over video of defender drop kicking cat. Ukraine has taken 1,000 of Putin's soldiers prisoner, President Zelensky reveals. The following headlines are from the 9th most popular news website, with an estimated 47 million monthly unique visitors, The Washington Post. This is the Washington Post World News Feed. UN warns Libya could be divided again, urges 2022 elections. 5 people charged with acting as Chinese government agents to spy on, harass U.S. residents critical of Beijing. France unveils energy aid to counter Ukraine war fallout. Pope urges peace, not politics, and call to Russian patriarch. Russia-Ukraine live updates, Biden outlines new security assistance for Ukraine, more will be coming. What is NATO, and why isn't Ukraine a member? 7.3 magnitude quake hits North Japan, tsunami risk receding. The next headlines are from the 10th most popular news website, which has an estimated 42 million monthly unique visitors, The Guardian. This is The Guardian's U.S. news feed. Biden pledges extra $800, min Ukraine aid and urges end to tragic, unnecessary war, live. Russia and Ukraine close to agreeing on neutral status, says Sergei Lavrov. Russia-Ukraine war latest news, Russian forces bombed Mariupol theater sheltering hundreds of civilians, say city officials, live. Mikhaila Shiffrin on cusp of overall World Cup title after rare downhill win. Zelensky invokes Pearl Harbor 9/11 in plea for U.S. protection against Russia. U.S. Federal Reserve raises interest rates for first time since 2018. Manchester United, who must go and who should stay this summer? Monty Alden, the ancient city that thrived due to greater equality. I have a need, Zelensky invokes 9/11 in powerful address to U.S. Congress, video. Powerful earthquake strikes off coast of Fukushima. The following headlines are from the 12th most popular news website, with an estimated 36 million monthly unique visitors, ABC News. Fed begins inflation fight with key rate hike, more to come. Coach, members of college golf team among 9 killed in head-on crash. Myrtle friend charged with aiding insurance fraud scheme. Lyft details fuel surcharge to help offset rising gas prices. Leaders return safely to EU after visit to Kiev amid attacks. Zelensky invokes Pearl Harbor, 9/11, calls out Biden and plea to Congress for U.S. help. Missouri could make it harder to get out-of-state abortions. Vice President Harris boosts HBCU funding following bomb threats. Hong Kong shares soar 9% on China pledge to support economy. U.S. retail spending slows as inflation starts to bite. The next headlines are from the 13th most popular news website, with an estimated 35 million monthly unique visitors, the BBC News. Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe and Anusha Ashuri on way home to UK. Earthquake, Japan hit by shock cutting power to millions. First pictures of earthquake hitting Japan. How is a UK debt to Iran connected to Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe? At least 9 dead in Texas bus collision involving student athletes. Olga Smirnova, ballerina leaves Russia for Netherlands after denouncing war. We need help to support Ukrainian refugees, Warsaw mayor. Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe's husband on her return. Kherson, Russian-occupied city stays angry and defiant. Ukraine war, Zelensky invokes 9/11 in plea to U.S. Congress. The following headlines are from the 14th most popular news website, with an estimated 34 million monthly unique visitors, USA Today. Texas mail ballot rejection soaring primary. Thieves with trapdoor steal over 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel from family gas station. Man arrested in fatal shootings of homeless men in D.C., NYC to appear to court. Ukraine expat watches Zelensky's plea to Congress. Huge dust storm swirls over Europe, Inca Pyrenees. Pandemic subdues Hong Kong's usual energy. Ukrainian president makes plea to U.S. Congress. Stars gather for National Board of Review. Zelensky to Congress, we need you right now. Dream come true, student becomes first in family to go to college, accepted into over 20. The next headlines are from the 15th most popular news website, with an estimated 35.5 million monthly unique visitors, the LA Times. Why the city of Fresno kept silent about losing $600,000 to a phishing scam. Myths, disinformation are preventing people from getting booster shots. Facebook company ends its free laundry perk, and at least one worker is steamed. The Disneyland experiments that influenced Star Wars, Galactic Starcruiser. With composting, Californians can take climate change into their own hands. Colm, in 2015, her life was in his hands, now doctor and patient will run LA Marathon together. California brings in over $760 million in new congressional earmarks. We're screwed, LA County empties troubled juvenile hall ahead of state board's inspection. Former San Jose State athletics trainer accused of sexual misconduct pleads not guilty. Man in 80s detained after wife found dead in Mission Viejo home. We hope you are enjoying this news podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. You just heard from the top 15 most popular news websites in the world. More from other news sources is up next. Next, Reddit. World News Reddit is a user collective which claims over 430 million active users per month, and these are the top voted stories today. Russian forces dropped a massive bomb on the Mariupol drama theater, where hundreds of civilians are hiding from war. World court orders Russia to cease military operations in Ukraine. Spain detained $600 million yacht linked to Russian oligarch, Reuters. Our World News Live thread, Russian invasion of Ukraine Day 21, Part 2, thread number 148. Chernobyl staff blasting Ukrainian anthem to defy Russian captors, WSJ. Ukraine becomes part of the EU energy system. 7.3 magnitude earthquake shakes Japanese coast east of Fukushima, triggering tsunami warning. Zelensky proposes to create new international association of states U24, United for Peace. U.S. Embassy says Russian troops shot and killed 10 people standing in line for bread in northeast Ukraine. Russia's state TV hit by stream of resignations. Blinken, irreversible withdrawal necessary to lift sanctions on Russia. China says it will never attack Ukraine amid reports that Russia asked for military support. Czech leader after Kiev visit, Ukraine above all needs more weapons. Ukraine rejects Russian neutrality ideas, U.S. steps up aid. Kazakhstan president proposes reforms to limit his powers. The next headlines are from Forbes. NCAA coaching carousel, Louisville reportedly set to introduce Kenny Payne as new men's basketball coach on Friday. Federal Reserve's long-awaited rate hike is here, Powell announces 0.25% increase. Student loans, car payments, credit cards, here's what may cost more as Fed raises interest rates. NCAA Tournament 2022, first four schedule, odds and printable March Madness bracket. NCAA coaching carousel, save your parts ways with Travis Steele. Anthony Rizzo provides New York Yankees with comfort and stability at first base. Hack Ukrainian TV station transmits fake Zelensky surrender announcement. Another wave in the supply chain crisis hits as new China lockdowns in Ukraine threaten global supply. Russia ordered to suspend its military operations in Ukraine. Texas school district and former CFO charged with fraud from $20 million bond sale. The next headlines are from Nature.com. Long-lived non-equilibrium quantum states could lead to improved electronic devices. Frontal neurons driving competitive behavior and ecology of social groups. 9 brain food tips for researchers. A kinase gas cascade to synthesize a therapeutic sting activator. Flat surface assisted and self-regulated oxidation resistance of Ku, 111. Moonjunk, kids COVID antibodies and first stars debate. Cortical ensembles orchestrate social competition through hypothalamic outputs. Machine learning and phone data can improve targeting of humanitarian aid. A multidimensional coding architecture of the vagal interoceptive system. The vest that can hear your heartbeat. The world population update. Currently, we are increasing by over 220,000 people a day, expecting to reach 8 billion in 2023. At the time this report was generated, the population was estimated to be 7,770,798,004 humans. Worldometers.info says there are 195 countries at this time and, of those, the top 10 with the largest populations are, in order, China, India, the United States, Indonesia, Pakistan, Brazil, Nigeria, Bangladesh, Russia, and then Mexico. The next headlines are from Variety. Puffins Impossible starring Johnny Depp to stream on Apple TV Plus, Amazon exclusive. Better Nate than ever director Tim Federle on crafting a Disney movie with LGBTQ themes in the era of Don't Say Gay legislation. Norman Reedus suffers concussion on The Walking Dead set. Bill Hader seeks forgiveness in Barry season 3 trailer. Judd Apatow extends NBC Universal multi-year film and television deal. Camper Mills French cuisine with South Asian flavors. Tam O'Shanter celebrates 100 years. Euphoria star Sydney Sweeney joins Dakota Johnson in Sony's Marvel movie Madame Web. Televisa Univision streamer VIX Plus orders drama series about Mexican star Marflix. Last-minute Oscar considerations for top artisan contributors. The other half-director Yorgos Naudafis on flight of Ukraine's refugees, nothing has changed. The following headlines are from NPR, National Public Radio. King Richard, the Oscar-nominated film, authentically depicts the Williams history. A doctor reveals the hidden wonders of the human body. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake hits northern Japan. In Texas, thousands of mail ballots were rejected following new ID requirements. The Coast Guard is working to free a container ship stuck in the Chesapeake Bay. Starbucks plans to phase out paper cups in the US and Canada. This burning train is a symbol of the anger of India's out-of-work youth. North Korean missile test ends in failure, as South and US watch for ICBM test. Rep. Gregory Meeks reacts to Zelensky's address to Congress. Starbucks CEO is stepping down, Howard Schultz returning as interim boss. The following headlines are from the week. Netflix is testing a crackdown on password sharing. Why Trump dumped Pence, and what it means for 2024. Trump says the people wouldn't accept Pence as his 2024 VP. Why Russian aggression could set the GOP back to 2003. Chris Cuomo demands $125 million and a full apology after CNN firing. Zelensky's speech was heartrending, it shouldn't change US policy. Congress wants to play World War II in Ukraine, the trouble is that could start WWIII. You can now watch Zelensky's comedy about becoming president of Ukraine on Netflix. Zelensky shows Congress a graphic video of what the Russian troops did in our country. Fox News correspondent leaves Ukraine alert and in good spirits after being seriously injured. The next headlines are from Universe Today. Astronomy Jargon 101, Neutron Star. Webb has now taken the sharpest image the laws of physics allow. A new way to confirm Hawking's idea that black holes give off radiation. It's springtime on Mars, and the dunes are defrosting. Russian space agency employees are now forbidden to travel outside Russia, because they might not come back. Astronomy Jargon 101, Nova. Here are the 7 best places to search for life in the solar system. Smaller, ground-based telescopes can study exoplanet atmospheres too. LEGO releases a new rocket launch center set, recreating the Artemis moon missions. A tiny asteroid was discovered mere hours before it crashed into the Earth. These are the news headlines for today, Wednesday, March 16th. This podcast is produced only in English at this time. As of 2020, the Ethnologue reference lists 7,117 different human languages, with English being the third most common, after Mandarin, Chinese, and Spanish. The next news is from Politico. Intel unveils landmark €33 billion investment in EU chipmaking. Follow our live updates on Ukraine. Europeans support Ukraine joining the EU, but not yet. Either we win or we die, Ukrainians join resistance to fight Putin. 5 reasons war in Ukraine is a gut punch to the global food system. Hundreds of house districts are being redrawn, here's who's winning and losing. The 40 power players to watch in politics. Russian state TV employee fined for their lying to you sign protest. Compromise reached on COVID-19 vaccine intellectual property rights waiver. The next headlines are from the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia. Fed raises interest rates, signals aggressive turn against inflation. Russia rains fire on Kiev as Zelensky pleads for US to do more. No plans to register school, Riverside Grammar founder says. Blame shifting and stunts won't win Morrison an election. Hardworking cabbies push to raise fares to ease petrol price burden. It's no longer a rich man's car, where electric car ownership is surging in Sydney. States get bonus GST billions but taxpayers prop up WA again. Petrol prices won't crash the housing market, it's renters who will suffer most. Sydney's flagship Harbour Metro rail line billions over budget. Fresh calls for buy now, pay later regulation as investors lose faith. The next headlines are from MarketWatch. Market snapshot, Dow clings to gain as Fed pulls trigger on first interest rate hike in 4 years, signals more to come. Deep dive, 10 highest yielding dividend aristocrat stocks for uncertain times as interest rates rise and economic growth slows. Jonathan Burton's life savings, prepare for a recession this summer, a bear market in real estate and a drop in stock prices, warns strategist David Rosenberg. The Fed raises rates and plots strategy of steady further increases. Colon timeshare apartments are wildly popular, and often lead to buyer's remorse, here's how to unload one without losing money. Colon Biden touts new aid to Ukraine after Zelensky asks US to do more in speech to Congress. Colon Chipotle is testing a robotic tortilla chip maker in California. Colon Starbucks CEO stepping down with Howard Schultz returning on an interim basis and pay of $1. Colon DoorDash's latest on-demand app to try to ease gig workers' pain at the pump. In one chart, Treasury yield curve risks inverting relatively early after start of Fed rate hike cycle, warns Deutsche Bank. Next, the top stories about patents and inventions. Russian war affects tech and IP. Womble Bond Dickinson, JD Supra. Democratic Republic of the Congo, 3 types of patents, intellectual property, Congo, Mondac News Alerts. J&J's Deepway Synthesis found guilty of infringing orthopedic device patent in $20 in verdict, Thirst Biotech. Augmented reality virtual reality patent prosecution update, 2021 Q3 prosecution statistics, intellectual property, United States, Mondac News Alerts. What it means that Russian businesses can now legally steal intellectual property from unfriendly countries, ipwatchdog.com. Patentability and freedom to operate are not the same, how to make profits with the aid of patent examinations, Lexology. Can you patent a business idea in Australia? ICE.org, ICTSD Bridges News. IMAC Defense Patent FICA claims in response to Tom Tillis' letter, Generics Bulletin. Issuance of orders in opposition rectification orders, intellectual property, India, Mondac News Alerts. Full Fed, CERC, told to take crack at split Narcan ruling, Law 360. The next headlines are from courts. Volodymyr Zelensky called on Congress to pressure all U.S. companies to leave Russia. Read the full text of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's speech to the U.S. Congress. The price of diesel in Nigeria has doubled. Sakawach is taking its B2B model to Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal. Refusing to return to the office? The golden visa's golden era is not over for Indians. A fleet of volunteer truckers is keeping aid flowing into Ukraine. Corporate greenwashing is about to get harder. The most popular wartime apps in Ukraine and Russia. China has big economic plans for its little giant companies. The following headlines are from TechDirt. FBI invites public in on its forfeiture racket, promises him a cut of the take. On its 12th anniversary, it's clear the 2010 U.S. broadband plan was a colossal dud. Daily Deal, Microsoft Office Home and Business Bundle. Now that white musicians are getting sued for copyright, lawyers say copyright needs to change. 30 years late, the FCC finally tells internet service providers to deliver more accurate broadband maps. New York Times begins the Wordle IP purge, gets Wordle archive taken down. Beneficiary of First Amendment protection says Fourth Amendment shouldn't be respected by cops, courts. TechDirt Podcast Episode 315, The Right to Repair. Preeminent constitutional legal scholar files embarrassingly confused amicus brief in favor of Texas' ability to tell websites how to moderate. Senator Ron Wyden catches ICE illegally collecting Americans' financial data. We are now about one-third of the way through this Daily News Headlines podcast, a free service. Here, next, are the top trending keywords in Google web searches for today, a different window on world events. Zelensky speech. Japan earthquake. Matt Chapman. Anne Hathaway. C.I. Suzuki. Kyle Schwarber. Anthony Rizzo. NCAA tournament. Rosa Brunner. Baker Mayfield. The next headlines are from RT, the first Russian news station in English. Russian children being bullied over Ukraine war. Civilians feared trapped and killed in theater explosion in Ukraine. 9 dead after car crash involving U.S. college golf teams. Investigation reveals whether Notre Dame fire was criminal, media. Russian treasure hunt task force set up by the West. Washington turns to TikTok influencers to promote its narrative on Ukraine. Earthquake strikes off the coast of Japan's Fukushima. Putin reveals how Ukraine bloodshed could have been avoided. More than a third of Americans willing to risk nuclear war over Ukraine, poll. UK confirms prisoners released by Iran. The next headlines are from Zero Hedge. Fed announced hawkish 25 bits per second rate hike, signals hikes at every 2002 meeting as Bullard descends. Record amounts of illegal meat from China seized at Los Angeles ports. Big oil and the fallacy of a windfall profits tax. Stocks slide after Biden to send drones to Ukraine as part of aid package. Here is what the Fed may say today. More than one-third of Americans would risk nuclear war over Ukraine. Energy traders ask for central bank bailouts to save them from margin call doom loop. Water pumps at Fukushima's nuke plant halted, bullet train derails after powerful Japan quake. Senate rejects measure to eliminate Fauci's position. Fox News journalist killed while working in Ukraine, CEO. The following headlines are from Al Jazeera, Middle East News. What Zelensky said in his address to the U.S. Congress. War in Ukraine, the human impact starts here. COVID-19, Namibia ends mask and PCR testing. Nigeria, 100 million barrels of oil unaccounted for in 2019. Biden administration shields Afghans and U.S. from deportation. 7.3 magnitude quake shakes East Japan, triggers tsunami advisory. Landslide in Peru buries homes, 15-20 people are missing. Putin says Russia will achieve Ukraine goals, decries sanctions. Johnson meets Saudi, UAE leaders as Ukraine war oils oil prices. WTO chief welcomes COVID vaccine patent waiver plan. The next headlines are from Breitbart. Reports, 7.3 magnitude earthquake rocks Japan, millions without power. Biden gives temporary amnesty to 75,000 Afghans in U.S. despite vetting failures. 5-year-old boy found unaccompanied in large group of migrants at border in Texas. Texas border women get prison time for reselling 75 tons of food stamp items. Green Germany weighs reopening coal power plants amid energy crisis. Nolte, Democrats, media willing to risk WWII with Russia to win 2022 midterms. Lugia plus Disney employees plan walkout over company's response to Florida's Don't Groom Kids bill. Exclusive J.D. Vance on Mike Gibbons, Chamber of Commerce Republican is never going to protect Ohio jobs. Breitbart News Daily Podcast Up 94, Senator Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance talk Ukraine, Zelensky, no-fly zone, Venezuela, and U.S. energy crisis. Watch, Rangers fans boo New York Governor Hutchel during puck drop. The next headlines are from UPI Odd News. Look, Oregon crash leads to discovery of long-abandoned vehicle near highway. Watch, great horned owl rescued from fishing line over Connecticut reservoir. Watch, India boy solves Rubik's Cube in 14.32 seconds while riding a bike. World's oldest blue-eyed black lemurs celebrate birthday. Maryland teacher stops for fried chicken, wins $50,000 from scratch-off ticket. Look, Florida swim team practice interrupted by alligator in the pool. World War II jacket returned to owner's family more than 60 years later. Authorities warn of unidentified large cat on the loose in South Carolina. Look, firefighters rescue duckling stranded in Florida storm drain. Look, firefighters rescue kitten stranded on roof of home. The following headlines are from goodnewsnetwork.org. Climate resilient coral offers hope to world's reefs, able to cope with 2°C of global warming. Breeding ground for green sea turtles reports 500% boom in numbers of eggs laid. 30 minutes of lifting weights, push-ups or yard work weekly may cut risk of death by 20%. White-tufted sea creatures are among winners in this underwater photography contest. 2/3 of Brits love the mood boost they get when doing something eco-friendly. The perfect energy source is already here. Endless geothermal is poised for release from deep in the earth. This portable air charger is a game-changer for drivers who need to plug in. NBA basketball star donates full salary this season to build hospital in Dr. Congo to honor father. You're tuned to No Views, daily automated podcast news. This is a report for Wednesday, March 16th. Thank you for listening. The next headlines are from Reddit Offbeat News. Top gambling websites disassociate themselves with Russia. Dentist found guilty of damaging patient's teeth to boost profits. Forgotten lottery ticket from Christmas checked, cashes for $8.90 Sam. Steam trains cancelled, National Museum of Wales says invention rooted in colonialism and racism. Swimming pools built for monkeys in Lutbury to prevent aggression from heat. Giant New Zealand potato is not in fact a potato, Guinness World Records rules New Zealand. Santa Barbara Chick-fil-A could be declared a public nuisance due to long drive-through lines. Senate passes bill that would make daylight saving time permanent. Giant, 90 feet deep craters are appearing on the Arctic seafloor. The Greater Manchester Street so haunted you had to sign a waiver to move there. The next headlines are from a site called The Next Web. California launched the first solar canal panel, here's why that's a big win. Instagram must create anti-theft tools before introducing NFTs. What the holy hell are F-tires, and why do we need them? There's a tiny star spraying antimatter all over the Milky Way, should we be worried? How to hide your embarrassing images and videos in Google Photos. How robo-vehicles, relays, and remote controls are revolutionizing long-haul trucking. Jaguar's turning its used batteries into portable air chargers. The Russian government is using a Twitter loophole to spread disinformation. The most important skill for enterprise architects may surprise you, communication. We rank the new iOS 15.4 features from best to worst. The following headlines are from Science Daily. How inland and coastal waterways influence climate. How gut microbes work to tame intestinal inflammation. Self-driving lab speeds up research, synthesis of energy materials. Nuflo battery stores power in simple organic compound. Longer, more intense allergy seasons could result from climate change. Climate change considerably threatens Europe's beech forests. Getting bacteria and yeast to talk to each other, thanks to a nanotranslator. Wax-coated sand keeps soil wet longer, improves crop yields in arid regions. Ancient ice reveals scores of gigantic volcanic eruptions. Scientists discover how to 3D print testicular cells. The next headlines are from Information Week. IT careers, 10 things IT leaders would tell their kids today. The role CEOs play in retaining employees amid the great resignation. Clearview AI offers face recognition AI to Ukraine. How tech services can combat the great IT resignation. Digital ID technology promises stronger security. An American playbook for tech leadership. AI workloads require infrastructure upgrades. This is a reading of news headlines. This broadcast was created on Wednesday, March 16th from over 100 sources, to give you a bigger picture of the news. The next headlines are from NASA News. NASA's web reaches alignment milestone, optics working successfully. El Telescopio Web de la NASA alcanzó un hito en su alineación. NASA mourns passing of visionary heliophysicist Eugene Parker. The next headlines are from Slashdot, tech news for nerds. Netflix will prompt subscribers to pay for users outside their households in new tests to address unauthorized password sharing. To keep students in STEM fields, let's weed out to weed out math classes. PowerPoint begins transitioning from talking points to talking heads. GTA V is back for a new generation. Ancient tombs and sarcophagus unearthed beneath Paris Notre Dame. Crypto startup that wants to scan everyone's eyeballs is having some trouble. Mark Zuckerberg confirms NFTs are coming to Instagram. A cosmic web connecting the universe shapes dark matter in galaxies, study finds. Exclusive first the A500 mini prototype playtest. Asteroid spotted just 2 hours before impacting Earth. The next headlines are from Fox St. Louis. Walmart distribution center catches fire near Indianapolis airport. Why permanent daylight saving time failed twice in the U.S. Yuri Kanadev Clayton Eckhart leaves The Bachelor single, now in love. Missouri Attorney General sues Rockwood over FBI info. Take the lead, President Zelensky pleads with Congress for help. Fire guts a Washington Park apartment building. Trash blows over I-55 from St. Louis County Recycling Center. Mysterious Panhop money trails. Parole moved up from Missouri man in sports editor murder. These are the current headlines from the world's most interesting news websites. Thank you for listening. The next headlines are from Fox San Diego. One dead, two hurt in North County head-on crash. 7.3 magnitude quake hits North Japan, tsunami alert issued. Biden announces millions more in aid to Ukraine. $4.90 stem trash removal grant awarded to National City. County gas price rises for 22nd consecutive day. Supervisors unanimously pass effort to ask for California gas tax suspension. Detectives seek man who grabbed young teen near East County intersection. Nick Jonas opening new gas lamp quarter tequila garden. Road range incidents on San Diego roadways prompt CHP warning. Drug lord known as the Egg secretly extradited to California. The following headlines are from Defense Blog. Bundeswehr tests new heavy equipment transporters. U.S. Marines, airmen perform joint F-35A pitch refueling training in Japan. Ukraine claims it shot down another Su-34 multi-role bomber. Ukrainian army appear to capture rear Russian artillery system. 8 Russian newest airborne IFVs fell into the hands of Ukrainian soldiers. Russian special operations forces suffered heavy losses in southern Ukraine. The next headlines are from SubChina, top news about China. This week in China's history, the Dalai Lama flees Lhasa. Beijing rebukes U.S. claim that Moscow asked it for aid in war on Ukraine. Lithium battery startup files for IPO in Hong Kong. This is the No Views, daily automated podcast news. Today, in the GMT time zone, is Wednesday, March 16, 2022. Now, more headlines. The next headlines are from KRON4 San Francisco. Vallejo PD identifies victim in March 11 stabbing. Little Miss Nobody identified more than 60 years later using DNA. One dead in early morning SF shooting. This is the safest city in the Bay Area, report. Tsunami warning issued after Japanese earthquake. Poll, most SF Dems favor booting recall. Uber gas surcharge starts today. Trial for Elizabeth Holmes' ex-boyfriend begins. Some police sending aid to Ukraine. The next headlines are from the Daily Herald. Riders multi-layered wife of a salesman earns its keep with the excellent world premiere. Scouting the 2022 softball season in the northwest suburbs. Chinese operative accused in plot to undermine U.S. candidate. Bears agreed to deals with L.S. Scales, O.L. Simmons. Berlin train station turns into refugee town for Ukrainians. Biden, U.S. sending more anti-aircraft systems, drones to Ukraine. Arlington Heights police now have counselor who can respond to crisis calls. We tried to find body armor, Ukrainian media pros on how they're helping journalists there. The next alerts are from the Global Disaster Alerting and Coordination System, a cooperative effort from disaster managers worldwide. Green earthquake alert, magnitude 5.5 m, depth 67.18 km, in Japan March 16, 2022, 1552 UTC, 1,790,000 people within 100 kilometers. Green earthquake alert, magnitude 6.5 m, depth 47.23 km, in Japan March 16, 2022, 1434 UTC, 1,920,000 people within 100 kilometers. Green flood alert in Philippines. Green earthquake alert, magnitude 7.3 m, depth 63.07 km, in Japan March 16, 2022, 1436 UTC, 2,490,000 people within 100 kilometers. Volcanic eruption is ongoing for Semeru in Indonesia. Green earthquake alert, magnitude 5.6 m, depth 10 km, in Peru March 16, 2022, 606 UTC, 1,130,000 people within 100 kilometers. Green forest fire alert in Laos. Green forest fire alert in India. Green forest fire alert in Myanmar. You are hearing the No Views, daily automated podcast news. Today is Wednesday, March 16th in the Greenwich Mean Time time zone. Headlines here were found today in news feeds from around the world, but we do focus on the USA, one of the world's current 195 countries. Now, more news. The next headlines are from ABC Houston. Beautiful weather through Wednesday. Child ziplining in Costa Rica collides with slow-moving sloth hanging onto cable. HPD searching for gunmen after one shot in Greenway Plaza area business. Clima Solito y Hermoso para todo el día. 7.3 magnitude earthquake hits off coast of Fukushima in northern Japan, tsunami alert issued. U.S. to send Ukraine $800 in military aid, Russia steps up attacks, negotiations optimistic. Atlanta spa shooting victims' families grieve, heal year after eight killed. Hundreds of students hold We Say Gay rally in NYC to denounce Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. Nine dead in West Texas crash involving bus carrying University of the Southwest golf teams. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman sign multi-year deals with ESPN to be voices of Monday Night Football. The following headlines are from The Gothamist. Hochul signs three laws to bolster sexual harassment protections. Early edition, Ranger fans, you really booed the governor on women's empowerment night? St. Patrick's Day parade returns to NYC streets after pandemic pause. Local veterans push back on VA plan to close Brooklyn Hospital as part of larger healthcare overhaul. Controller, Cuomo understated nursing home deaths by at least 4K. Ukrainians find comfort, connections in Met benefit concert. Group calls on air to double $500 million plan to maintain parks. Lawmakers look to exert more sway over Hochul's first budget. Beloved Broadway singing coach dies after hard shove in Manhattan. Extra extra, another big boat is stuck. We hope you are enjoying this podcast. If you have a suggestion for a new RSS feed we should add, please leave it in a comment on our YouTube page. The next headlines are from globalissues.org. Uganda recognizes pregnant teens' right to education, but religion, stigma lock out most. Youths trailblazing paths in sexual and reproductive health ahead of ICFP Family Planning Conference. Commission on the Status of Women, the streets have already spoken. What this year's number one central policy document tells us about Beijing's food security and rural revitalization ambitions. $4.3 billion needed to help over 17 million people across Yemen. Ukraine war, $100 billion in infrastructure damage, and counting. Bangladeshi lawyer Rizwana Hassan awarded International Women of Courage Award. Guterres vows to improve UN's handling of sexual exploitation and abuse. Over 60% of world workers not recognized, not registered, not protected. Lessons from Liberia for scaling poverty reduction globally. The next headlines are from blacklistednews.com. Washington war party edges U.S. ever closer to Russo-Ukraine war. Vimeo bans fake news that creates a serious risk of material harm. Western double standards, Russian oil bad, Saudi oil good? CEO of German insurance company fired after leaking data showing COVID vaccine injury. Meme police, DHS scanning employees' social media for conspiracy theories, extremism. Guilty until proven innocent, Biden signs new backdoor gun control into law. Blackouts hit Tokyo after powerful M7.3 earthquake strikes Fukushima. 30% of Ukrainian refugees are actually from other countries. Behind the Azov-Brazil connection, how neo-Nazis are pushing to Ukrainize Brazil. Anti-Russia, then arrest the Clintons. The following headlines are from Snopes, a fact-checking service. Bad deepfake of Zelenskaya shared on Ukraine news site and reported hack. 2022 midterms, different types of primary elections, explained. 7.3 magnitude quake hits North Japan, tsunami alert issued. How Trump is curving his name into the 2022 GOP primaries. Is this tractor towing a Russian jet captured in Ukraine? State-by-state breakdown, U.S. 2022 primary election dates. Zelenskaya tells U.S. Congress, we need you right now. Scam alert, welcome to CarShield Auto Insurance emails. Two journalists working for Fox News killed in Ukraine. The big sneeze, climate change to make pollen season nastier. The next headlines are from factcheck.org. Social media posts misrepresent victims of hospital bombed in Mariupol. TV and features cherry-picked comments from Rep. Ted Budd about Putin. We are now about two-thirds of the way through today's news headlines. When everything is working, this feed will auto-update three times per day. Join us daily to stay informed. The next headlines are from the Daily Beast. Zelensky brings lawmakers to tears too, but Biden stops short of his plea. Russia destroys theater where 1,000 people were hiding, Ukraine officials say. John Bernthal is a wickedly corrupt cop in HBO crime trailer from The Wire team. Judge wants to review investigation tactics in Bannon case. Honey traps, child porn and violence, feds bust Chinese campaign to destroy NY candidate. Mike Myers plays a whopping 8 characters in the trailer for Netflix's The Pentaverant. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas are hot in deep water, but the script is flaccid. Ukrainian President Zelensky's satirical political TV series Servant to the People is now on Netflix. 9 dead after bus carrying university golf team crashes in Texas. The next headlines are from the New York Post. Pete Davidson has a few tattoos dedicated to Kim Kardashian. Jesse James Decker posts naked pic of husband Eric for his 35th birthday. Fed boosts interest rate by 0.25% in bid to tame soaring inflation. FanDuel promo code, claim an amazing promo for March Madness. Mariupol theater sheltering hundreds of Ukrainians hit by Russian bomb. The following headlines are from astronomy.com. Solar storms can easily destroy satellites, a space weather expert explains the science. I-101 must see cosmic objects, the Cone Nebula. Bacterial enzyme that copies DNA might make more mistakes in zero gravity. How the James Webb Space Telescope began its voyage to the edge of time. You're tuned to the No Views, daily automated podcast news. If you are hearing this, you found something super unknown. Congratulations, now back to the headlines. The next science headlines are from CBS News. Utah biologists capture, collar and release wolverine for first time. Rare video shows Burmese python defending nest from bobcat in Florida. The following headlines are from alienufosightings.com. Strange square structure was discovered in the center of a crater on Mars. Ancient submerged pyramid was recently discovered in China. It was built before the Ice Age. The Turin King List descended from heaven and ruled for 36,000 years. Ancient Egyptian papyrus revealed. The following headlines are from military.com. Biden will travel to Europe for Ukraine talks, White House says. Russia's invasion drives NATO rethink of Europe force stance. U.S. Senate approves resolution probing Putin for war crimes. Russian forces tried to crush Ukraine defenses amid diplomacy. Seoul, North Korean missile exploded in air in failed launch. Plea discussions launched in stalled 9/11 case at Guantanamo. Nearly 50 years of Navy history is on its way to become scrap. Push to send U.S. troops back to Somalia coming from Senate. It's lethal here. Army aims to master the Arctic, where the environment is the enemy. The following headlines are from FISE.org. High flux 100 kHz Atosikan pulse source driven by a high average power annular laser beam. NASA adds giant new dish to communicate with deep space missions. Flows of information and energy drive the size, structure of hunter-gatherer societies. The use of videos in teaching could improve academic performance by 20%. Why the world's happiest country, and yours, should think more about people's well-being. Here are the 7 best places to search for life in the solar system. Effects of ancient carbon releases suggest possible scenarios for future climate. How sanctions on Russia play out for the world. Clarifying hormonal interactions during Parthenic carpet fruit formation in horticultural crops. Florida manatee feeding program to wind down as temps warm. Thank you for listening and for staying informed. This audio was produced today, Wednesday, March 16th, in the GMT time zone. The next headlines are from the Seattle Times. West Ham defender Zuma to be prosecuted for animal abuse. Hate crime charge for teen recorded whipping classmate. Appeals court to rule if Jussie Smollett should stay in jail. Royal send LHP minor to Reds for reliever Garrett. Angels RHP Canning has setback, won't be ready for opener. Teen shot outside Des Moines school faces long recovery. NJ to study environmental impacts of offshore wind project. Right in the trash, Texas ballot rejections soar, AP fines. The following headlines are from MercuryNews.com. Live updates, Ukrainian mayor no longer in Russian custody. Disney employees walking out over don't say gay bill response. Theranos ex-president Balwani's fraud trial delayed by COVID exposure. More than 60 Amazon workers stage walkouts over pay, break times. Silicon Valley powers to biggest year ever for commercial property deals. Biden sending more anti-aircraft systems, drones to Ukraine. Photos, Saudi princess attempts sale of California mansion once again. Lake Powell hits historic low, raising power concerns. Rodman Syed case, judge orders new DNA testing by East Bay Crime Lab in murder case featured in serial podcast. The next headlines are from the Washington Times. Mike Tyson's cannabis company selling ear-shaped Mike Bites gummies. Biden seizes on dipping cost of oil to blame lagging gas prices on corporate greed. Japan to fully lift COVID-19 restrictions as infections slow. Lawmakers press Biden to help send MiG fighter jets after Zelensky's address to Congress. U.S. religious freedom watchdog warns of significant oppression if Russia gains Ukraine. A neutral Ukraine key to deal, Russian negotiator says as talks continue. App connects Ukrainian refugees to global messages of unity, hope. Pence said U.S. should lead new Berlin airlift for Ukrainian refugees, transfer fighter jets. Fox News reporter Benjamin Hall in good spirits, being treated outside of Ukraine. Secret ICE data shows drop in arrests of criminals, surge in arrests of non-criminals. The next headlines are from The Intercept. As U.S. focuses on Ukraine, Yemen starves. Will the United States empower Zelensky to negotiate an end to the war? Episode 7, Mary Alice. Texas voting restrictions take their toll. Sorry, no Democrat voting. This is No Views, daily automated podcast news. You are hearing headlines for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. Now more. The next headlines are from the Chicago Sun-Times. CPS mask optional policy upheld, for now, by labor board and blow to teachers union. Raiders intend to cut to Carl Nassib in salary cap move. Cubs agree to contract with lefty Stephen Brault, continue fortifying pitching depth. Cubs agree to deal with Japanese star Seiya Suzuki. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman officially join Monday Night Football. American Blues Theater permanent home set for Chicago's North Side. Kiefer Sutherland finds positive vibes on Bloor Street. Deepwater Review, on Hulu, Ben Affleck seems bored playing another unhappy husband. Kyle Schwarber agrees to $80 million deal with Phillies. Marilyn Nicklin, cosmetics queen, former home shopping network host and wife of slain real estate developer, dead at 83. The next headlines are from the Times of India. U.S. Fed hikes interest rate amid high inflation. Biden funnels $800 million aid to Ukraine after emotional Zelensky speech. Happy Chodi Holi, wishes, messages, images, FB and WhatsApp status. U.S., Russia make first high-level contact since Ukraine invasion. 7.3 quake hits Japan, 2 million homes lose power. India, UN, recognize religiophobia, not just Islamophobia. Flying to get costlier after steepest hike in ATF price. G23 leaders spill out only way forward for Congress. Why Tesla fired an employee over YouTube review. As Korea hits 4 lakh cases a day as Omicron keeps world on edge. You are hearing today's news headlines. These headlines are for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. Now more. The next headlines are from the Houston Press. Last night, Gwen Stefani at Rodeo Houston. Four teams in the mix for Texans QB Deshaun Watson. Preview, Ishida Dance Companies You Could Release Me. Watson skyrockets to third place on MVP odds board. This week's best concerts. Tuts announces its 2022 to 2023 season. Alex Lifeson steps into the limelight. Things to do, listen to Eyes of Oblivion by the Helicopters. Things to do, take part in the musical Cornucopia during Anders Fest, a symphonic celebration. The next headlines are about world records making news. Pasley worth to display world record white-tailed deer at Kansas Open Season Sportsman's Expo, Kiowa County Signal, Kiowa County Signal. UK page iron world record ransom for Zachary Ratcliffe, Ashuri, PM News. NASA astronaut breaks record for longest U.S. space flight, New York Post. Hofbräu aims to break record for world's largest Irish coffee, Traverse City Ticker. Local team recites thousands of digits of Pfeiffer record attempt, patch. Breaking records, world's largest boat parade to be held in June, lakanewsonline.com. Giant New Zealand potato is not in fact a potato, Guinness World Records rules, The Guardian. World Record Academy's Hall of Fame inductee, Cleopatra Stratton, World Record Academy. Lee Commandant Shark Ho sets new world record in the Antarctic, Cruise Industry News. Pakistani martial artist sets another Guinness World Record, Daily Pakistan Global. The next headlines are from Gizmodo. The sorcerers of Jujutsu Kaisen Zero look back on the magic of friendship. Iron Curtain Instagram, Russian engineers clone Zuck's photo app. Adam Savage built an absolutely maniacal dart blasting helmet with a laser sight. The Suicide Squad's James Gunn will guest on the Harley Quinn cartoon as himself. Marvel Studios denounces Don't Say Gay Bill as Disney employees plan walkout. 108 volunteers will test new Moderna vaccines for HIV. Mysterious birds dive in sync during a lunar eclipse. These wireless earbuds let you listen to two devices at the same time. Could Obi-Wan Kenobi visit another famous Tatooine location? Elon Musk still treating war in Ukraine like just another Twitter joke. What place in the world had the hottest and coolest temperatures today? According to EldoradoWeather.com, the hottest place on Earth in the past 24 hours was Roebourne Arrow in Australia at 116.78 degrees Fahrenheit or 47.1 degrees Celsius. The coldest recorded weather temperature on Earth in the past 24 hours was Vostok in Antarctica at minus 77.26 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 60.7 degrees Celsius. The following headlines are from Ars Technica. Tesla fires employee who posted YouTube videos of full self-driving accident. NASA releases first image from an InFocus web telescope. Microsoft accidentally reveals that it is testing ads in Windows Explorer. Google Domains is out of beta after 7 years. Absolutely Bonkers experiment measures anti-proton orbiting helium ion. Hoops, Google announced Chrome OS Steam Alpha, but it's not ready yet. Intel announces another megafab as chipmaker expands ZU footprint. How to tell if your spaghetti is perfectly done using just a simple ruler. New York Times takes down third-party Wordle archive. Permanent daylight saving time plan nets rare unanimous U.S. Senate vote. The following headlines are from Raw Story. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tucker Carlson and Tulsi Gabbard most influential in spreading Ukraine disinformation, researcher. Trump ally appears ready to challenge Mitt Romney in Utah primary. TV comedy Servant of the People that launched Zelensky to presidency back on Netflix. Mitch McConnell slammed for cooking up cynical excuse to oppose Ketanji Brown Jackson. Michigan Democrat urges federal and state authorities to prosecute phony Trump electors. Raiders release Carl Nassib, NFL's first openly gay player. Out-of-state film mogul confirms bankrolling right-wing takeovers of California counties. Watch, Joe Manchin stammers after MSNBC host confronts him with facts about West Virginia poverty. FBI report alleges Chinese plot to stalk a Democratic candidate to invent conspiracies. Forensic examination conducted by an ally of Mike Lindell doesn't prove election tampering, experts say. The next headlines are from Mother Jones. Politics as usual may sound nicer than Trumpism, but it's still killing the planet. Invoking Pearl Harbor in 9/11, Zelensky issues extraordinary plea for help. Has Ukraine won the information war? Not so fast. British aristocrats blamed for scuttling proposed trophy hunting ban. We're actually getting close to year-round daylight saving time. Top Putin propagandist says the Ukraine war is just the beginning. Team that owes most of its success to a Russian oligarch now wants other teams to be punished for it. 5G expansion could send weather forecasting back to the 1970s. The next items are today's top search results for extraterrestrial life. Announcing the first ever STEP grant winners, the Planetary Society. Half-life and initial solar system abundance of 146 SM determined from the oldest andesitic meteorite, NAS.org. Where 10 iconic horror movies were filmed, lifestyles, reharaldnews.com, Reharald News. The following items are today's top search results for the term neuroplasticity. Researchers create breakthrough model for helping patients with post-traumatic epilepsy, Texas A&M University Today. Better Life obtains in vivo PK data for BETR001 confirming its bioavailability in brain, investingnews.com. Invest in your cognitive fitness now, reduce your risk of dementia later, Inside Hook. Intermittent treatment of BRAF V600E melanoma cells delays resistance by adaptive resensitization to drug rechallenge. NAS.org. Reprogramming fate. How a single protein can trigger brain regeneration. Longevity technology. Does month of service undermine employee volunteer programs? Yahoo Finance. Disrupted connectivity in the olfactory bulb entorhinal cortex dorsal hippocampus circuit is associated with recognition memory deficit in Alzheimer's disease. Model scientific reports. Nature.com. The next items are the top results for news about longevity and immortality. A mysterious Bezos-backed lab claims it will cure aging in the next 20 years. Inside Hook. We are nearing the end of this broadcast. This report is for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022 in the GMT time zone. What cities are in the time zone? Well, Reykjavik, Iceland. For one, you might wonder if our server is in Reykjavik. It could be. The following is from the UFO Chronicles. Thousands of UFO files discovered at Obama Presidential Library. Report of UFO landing investigated by Civil Defense 1957. That's it for now. Thanks for enjoying today's news feed headlines. This, indeed, has been a No Views Daily Automated Podcast Newscast for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. Bookmark us and tune in each day to our free automated podcast to find out what's going on, around, and, sometimes, light years, beyond the Earth. Fair use statement. News i8 is a US-based educational not-for-profit news site. We use only parts of content, in transformative ways and without market usurpation. This means you are still going to want to read the original if you are interested in it beyond the headline and any comments we make. We provide links to original sources wherever possible. If you have any copyright concern, please contact us via our about page for immediate remedy. Contact us. Zeno@xenomail.us 2021 by News i8. All rights reserved.